Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Daugherty.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm going to try to make it this whole segment without coughing or sneezing. Todd's just, Todd, you're brave, man. You're stuck inside here in the studio with me.
I'm left with no choice.
I mean, there's just, I can only imagine the amount of germs that are floating around here. And I feel bad for anybody who's got to use this board after me. Anyway, let's keep rolling here in the show. I'm excited for our next guest. I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. I'm partnered with FitStop. That's the gym of my choice now, heading over there almost every single night over in Granger. One of the best things about FitStop, not only about their personal trainers, which Clint Miller, the head of personal training, is going to join us next, but the childcare, multiple pieces of equipment, a lot of space, never feel crowded, and it's a great place to work out, very friendly. So let's go ahead and get Clint Miller, the head of training. Personal training over at FitStop. I see you there all the time working with new clients, either working with groups or individuals. Clint Miller joins us here on the home stretch on ESPN Radio. Clint, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. First and foremost, my man, I want to thank you for your service. I saw that you're formerly in the Army, so I want to take an opportunity first and foremost before we get into anything else, and thank you for your service.
Oh, definitely.
So you're from this area, former high school athlete. Let's talk about when did you first wanted to get into training? When did this become something that you grew a passion for?
Well, I guess it's really kind of always really been a little bit of a passion, especially after my injury in college. I knew for me, competing was done, but I wanted to stick around in athletics, at least to stick around in athletics. That's kind of transferred over into personal training. I still get to motivate and be a mentor for a lot of people. So it's kind of just translated over from my sports days.
When I saw to be able to compete in those, some of those MPC competitions, I mean, the regulation you have to have on your body for working out and eating has to be insane. I mean, what worked best for you? As we talk about this time of year, people with some resolutions, you see more people try to get back in the gym or at least start to eat healthier. They think that, you know, I can diet. That never seems to work. I can be the first one to tell you, dieting doesn't work. I mean, because as soon as you get to the weight you want to get to, you go back and eat all the food that you weren't eating and you gain the weight right back. I'm a perfect example of that. But talk about the regimen, the certain things that you found that really helped you achieve the levels, the goals that you had set for yourself.
At least for me, it's definitely been a more mental thing. I'm pretty new to competing. Last year was my first year. Was able to compete at a competition down in Indy, and then again over at Junior Nationals over in Chicago, placing 13. But it's been more of a mental, physically. It's never been the workout regimen's never been a problem for me. But mentally, just like a lot of other people, it's the food aspect for me. Especially with like a competition diet, things get boring. and that's where, I mean, it's serious. That's where you have to show that bit of discipline, though. I mean, when you're eating the same things over and over again, and you're used to eating what you want to when you want to, I mean, it does get a little rough, like I said. But it's more of a mental thing than anything else, at least for me in that regard. The working out has never been a problem, but being able to tighten the reins on what the food intake's like, that's kind of rough.
When you talk to clients, and you work with people that are at different levels, so you have some people that are in good shape, want to get in better shape, some people that maybe are just starting out. They want to start losing some weight. They have really no clue of how to do it. When you talk about the food aspect or a diet aspect, what are some of the things that you tell people who are just trying to get into losing weight and building their metabolism? And because I've heard a lot of different things. I've heard about, well, you still got to have cheat meals. You still have to be able to do those things. And the different types of food that can be healthy and help you actually lose weight.
Well, at least when it comes to food, food-wise, I mean, I try and make sure everybody keeps it balanced. Make sure they're eating enough for how much they're working out, mm-hmm. or if they're eating too much, making sure they scale back. Portion size is going to be really big. I'm a little bit different when it comes to cheat meals. Am I guilty of having cheat meals? Yes, for mm-hmm. sure. Everybody has their weak days. But one of my takes on it actually happened. Gave a quote to you. Some of my classes. I told them you have to look at it as if it was something worse, because food's kind of like a drug.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I told them. I said you wouldn't give a drug addict a little bit of drugs every now and then. I mean, seriously though, you wouldn't give a crackhead a little bit of crack every now and then.
That's a great point. You wouldn't.
And I mean, and that's the way the food is, and the different types of food. I mean, they literally stimulate different parts of your mind. I mean, and there is an addiction aspect to it. So I won't say I'm against the cheat meals, but I won't suggest that my people have cheat meals every once in a while, because that's the biggest way to easily backslide.
And that's a good point. How about getting into the gym for the first time, or somebody who's been out of a gym for the first time? Especially at Fit Stop, I see you got the group classes. Everybody's very supportive. You have personal trainers like yourself. Do you advise somebody who hasn't been in the gym for a while? I mean, if you're a former athlete or somebody who's been around weights and you kind of know what you're doing, you get that. But anymore, there's so many different machines, so many different weights. What do you advise for somebody who's just getting back in the gym? Should they get a personal trainer? Is it affordable? There's some people that think that classes and those type of things aren't affordable. What is your advice for somebody getting back in the gym?
Oh, for sure, definitely. I definitely think it is very, very beneficial for new people that are in the gym, for people that are actually even constantly in the gym now as we speak. I think it's more than beneficial for everyone to try out having a personal trainer, because a lot of times people get stuck in the same rut of doing the same things over and over again. And it's okay for some people if they're just doing a little bit of maintenance work, but for people that want to be better, even for guys that have been in sports and things like that, it's good to see a different – everybody trains differently. So it's good to get another person's aspects of training, because while you may not take on their whole program, you may take bits and pieces that work for you. Even trainers, I think it's beneficial for trainers to have trainers every once in a while, because those trainers can take some of those methods and employ it with some of their own clients.
Once again, we're talking to Clint Miller, the head trainer over at Fit Stop. See him all the time over at Granger. He and I are going to start working together as well as I continue my second round of weight loss journey. Lost about 80 pounds about a year ago. And then very much like you, you start having a couple of cheat meals. You get back, you have a drink on the weekend. Sooner or later, that turns into a couple drinks. Next thing you know, you're smashing a whole pizza, and you put 80 pounds right back on. But I love your energy, man. I love seeing you at the gym. That's the one thing I've been trying to tell people. The environment you guys have as a staff, as a group of people there at Fit Stop, there's no judging, which sometimes can happen at some of those bigger gyms. And it's a lot of fun. There's so much different things that you can do, and you never feel like you have to wait for a piece of equipment. And I've had a blast. I'm glad to be there. I'll be there later tonight after my high school game if I make it through it with this cold that I have. But I find you got to sweat it out, right? Got to sweat it out.
Definitely.
Once again, Clint Miller, you can follow him on Instagram at CMill127. Hit a bump on Twitter as well if you want some more information, either on training or joining Fit Stop at Apollo_Drake, or just head to Fit Stop. One of the locations, everybody there is great. So head to one of the locations. If you go to Granger, Clint's usually there. Clint, do you have an email address? Somebody wants to hit you up for some training sessions or one of your group classes?
Definitely. If you can get in contact with me at cmiller@fitstopcorp.com. Or you can also email training@fitstopcorp.com. Those emails come to me as well.
Well, definitely hit him up, because he's going to be kicking my butt. So if you do join Fit Stop and you hang out there, you're going to be seeing me sweating a lot, and Clint's going to be yelling. All right, my brother, have a good weekend. We'll see you at the gym.
All right, see you then.
It's a good guy.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of fun, a lot of personality. You know, that's the thing. Sometimes you can get, you know, you get worried when you hear about a trainer because you're worried maybe the person's going to be mean or rough or yell a lot. This guy's always got a smile on his face. He's always happy. He really enjoys and has passion for what he does, and he wants to help you reach your goals. And that's why I love working with FitStop. I'm excited for the next, you know, 6 months of that journey. And Todd's going to see me whittle away. And then I'm going to drag Todd's behind to the gym.
I know. I need to get going again. I did the same thing. I lost 40 pounds a couple years ago. Put about half of it back on. So
you look
great, I'm not too far gone. But yeah, FitStop, three local locations, probably more than that. But the three that pop up, Mishawaka, Granger, and Osceola, I'm sure they're all over the place.
They got one in Elkhart, one in Middlebury. Okay. They got 8 total locations, one in Niles as well, one in White Pigeon.
And you can use any of them.
You can use any of them. You get access to all of them. Right. So that's the thing I like because I still have friends and in Elkhart and in Middlebury if I want to go over there because, hey, let's go to the gym together. So that's a lot of fun too. So you're not just and it's different. And, you know, sometimes you get tired of looking at the same machines all the time, people. So you want to go to a different gym, shake it up a little bit, meet some new people. I like that too. And as well as they got supplements there, they got all the machines for the post-workout, all that kind of stuff. So hit them up, FitStop. And follow him on Twitter as well, @FitStop24. A lot of fun. We're going to take a short break. We come back. We got Todd's Carnival Games.
We do.
We do have the Maxwell question of the day as well. So we'll talk about that when we come back. This is The Home Stretch. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Berlich here on ESPN Radio 102.7.
The Home Stretch with
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number 2, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.